When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Lars Eller! Trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Great news. Monday, April the 8th, if you're listening to my voice, you've made it to another Monday. DNR 98.7 ESPN. This is a good one to be alive for because the Rangers win, the Islanders win, and right now are the 7 spot. The Knicks with a sensational second half last night. The Yankees continue to win, and even the Mets are winning. So I say good morning to my partner in crime, the great Rick DiPietro. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Oh, hi, David. Can we hold on 1 second?
What did I do?
Remind me again where the Islanders are at?
They're in the 7, aren't they?
No.
No, that's right. They're in the 3rd. They're in the 6.
That's correct, buddy.
That's right.
Third. That's right. 3rd in the Metro.
So they'd play Carolina. That's right.
Yeah. Not great, but still.
You're not going to have a great opponent.
No, that is correct.
You're going to play Boston, the Rangers, or Carolina.
Right, but that's...
Not great.
But that, for me, and you, going head-to-head, that would be great.
It would be greater for you than me, I think.
It'd be more stressful for you.
A lot more for the Rangers to lose than the Islanders to lose.
Right. Well, I mean, less pressure on us, tons more pressure on you. And then if... Just so happens, mm-mm, we find a way to win that series. Mm-mm. You probably don't want to show up to work for a couple days.
No. I almost didn't show up to work today.
We heard. Yeah, we heard. Well, you like to live dangerously, right?
I really do.
Like, rather than give yourself a little extra time, hey, drive in, maybe something happens. Oh, no. No.
I like to live by the edge of my seat. That's right. Accurate. Played pickleball Friday and Sunday.
How'd it go?
Well, here's the thing. Yesterday I played so long, for 2 hours. I don't know that I have that in me. However, on May the 5th, when we battle Anita and Imani, I'm not going to need to play that length of time. It'll probably take, I don't know, 30 minutes at the most. So I'm sore today, but I'm not in agony. You know what I mean? Like it's almost a good sore.
Yep.
It's like, you know what? My back doesn't feel great, but I think it's sore maybe for a day or two, and then it'll be better. And listen to this. So we play. I played very, very well. Played with the guy who's one of the like an advanced player, and he was giving me some tips, and I'll share them with you off the air because I don't want Anita and Imani to steal these tips. And I was like, how do you think I'll be? He's like, you're going to be fine. He's like, you're really good. So we played 7 games, of which I went 5-2. You know, we rotate partners every game. I went 5-2.
Nice.
So that's really, really good. I'm really excited about that. And I don't feel awful. And at the end, it got wild. They said, hey, are you guys interested in playing padel? I was like, padel? What's padel?
Oh, you haven't seen this on TV yet, huh?
No. They're like, does it intrigue you? I'm like, just the name alone, padel intrigues me. So Thursday, after the show, I drive up to Norwalk, Connecticut for a match of padel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds sophisticated when you say padel.
I know. I said, do I have to wear some kind of like an ascot or anything? Like, no. Just show up. and we'll play Padel. And this is how focused I am on the match with you. I said, is there any chance that playing Padel could somehow hurt me with pickleball? Like, what do you mean? I was like, you know, any way that it could hurt me playing pickleball, like, you know, anything that could undermine my skills for the pickleball court. They're like, no, this would only enhance your skills for pickleball. So I'm very ready for this match.
Yeah, listen, I don't mind you playing, but let's just remember where our bread is going to be buttered here, though, right?
I even said, should we maybe hold off on Padel till after May 5th? They're like, no. We'll play this Padel Thursday, and then we'll get back to pickleball leading up to the match.
Okay, good.
I was like, great. No, it's not like I'm going to fall in love with Padel, because it wouldn't have the same sexiness, right? Like Rick and Dave battle Amani and Anita in Padel. Right?
It actually does sound sexier, though.
Really?
That's what concerns me. Dave and Rick playing Padel.
Padel.
I played pickleball on Thursday. Didn't get the results that you got. Actually, almost... And you'll probably like this because you're jealous of the relationship anyway.
Oh, Brian.
May have blacked out at some point, told Brian to shut the bleep up. Don't remember.
Really?
Yeah, but apparently I said it.
Oh, wait, why? Because you guys were partners and he upset you?
Yeah, well, we were partners and it was my first game back. I hadn't played in a while and I wasn't playing well. And I guess in the moment he tried to calm me down. I was like, hey, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And I don't remember saying it. If he said I said it, then I apologized. I didn't mean it. I guess I told him to shut the bleep up.
Really?
Right. So he texted me because he didn't say anything at the time. And I'm like, there's no way I said that. And then he explained what happened. And I told Cassie. And she's like, you absolutely said that.
Oh, no. Now here's my thing. I don't know how to appropriately phrase it. Maybe like a verbal tick or a verbal diarrhea. Where every time I hit a shot that's not good, before I can even stop, it's like bleep, bleep, yep. Bleep.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want for people that are going to go on May the 5th to understand that if you're going to bring children, which we welcome, I say things that maybe I don't mean, but I can't control in the moment.
Rain it!
Yeah, we're going to have to try to control that. Just so you know, as my partner, feel free to say whatever you'd like to me.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. Yeah,
because they have no feelings.
And you, me. So, all right, where do we start? I mean, Stanton with just a bomb grand slam. Yankees comfortably beat the Blue Jays 2-3 after a disappointing opening day at the stadium, but they bounce back and win 2. Mets have an awful game on Saturday where they leave this poor Ramirez guy in for so long that the game becomes non-competitive the other way, but they bounce back with a good win and another really solid start from Sean Manaea. Rangers down 1-0, and then, you know, open the floodgates. But I guess the Knicks, right? That felt like it was it's show leading worthy. What a win for the Knicks last night, huh?
What do you mean you guessed the Knicks?
What do you mean? Of course it's the Knicks. What do I mean?
Of course it's the Knicks. I mean, we spent how many days how many days and weeks once OG and Randall went down? You know, what is the ceiling for this team? Is a special season being ripped away from us? And then finally, now OG is back, and we learn that Julius Randle is going to get surgery. He's done for the season. And we take calls on Friday. What's the ceiling of this team? And now you have a perfect opportunity. And I know it's not the playoffs. I understand that. But you're playing Milwaukee. And Milwaukee will be one of those teams you expect that you're going to have to get through to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, depending on how this thing finishes up. So you went in there, and Milwaukee goes on an 8-0 run to end the first half. So you're down 11. One of the things that they've struggled with, right? Bad starts. So you spend all your energy trying to dig yourself out, and by the time you finally, you know, tie a game up, you got nothing left, you don't win. You lose to Chicago. So you get down 11. All of a sudden, third quarter hits. Second half, you outscore them 72-48 in the second half.
It was a dominant performance. Brunson, again, was out of this world great. I mean, McBride made play after play. Hartenstein, OG looked good. I mean, that was a...
Because, Bogdanovich.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he hit a couple of huge shots.
DiVincenzo,
right?
Mitch.
And I'm so emotional, and this is, like, sincere. It's like I'm so emotional. I'm watching the first half. We go to halftime. The third quarter starts, and I'm like, you know, it's been a nice season. I mean, they've done well, but I think we have to kind of be a little bit more realistic. And then they're like, Dave, you shut up, and away we go. And now the game ends. I'm like, all right, we're a game behind Milwaukee. Like, is the 2 seed in play? Certainly the 3 seed's in play. Let's go. It's like that's how fickle these games are.
Right. And look at your schedule. I mean, look at the games you have left.
Well, the game at Boston is certainly tough.
Right. I mean, we thought the game in Milwaukee was going to be tough, but Boston's not playing for anything. You got 2 more against Chicago, and you got 1 against Brooklyn.
There's no reason you can't go 3-1.
No reason. And by the way, too, and he's not going to win it. And it drives you crazy, and it drives me crazy.
What were you going to say, Brunson MVP?
Well, I mean, it's just the most valuable player to his team. Value. There are guys that are, really valuable to their team, but they need to, like, he needs to get a legitimate look for what he's done.
Well,
without Julius Randle. Oh, that's crazy. That's craziness. Look at what he's doing. That's his ninth 40-point game of the season.
That's phenomenal. He's phenomenal. Phenomenal. I can't use adjectives to describe how good he's been. He's been sensational, and it's another win. You know, oftentimes with teams we root for, you'll get to the end of the year and you'll say, well, think about this crushing loss and this devastating loss, and if you would have shown up for this game, maybe you'd be. Well, it almost feels like it's the opposite with the Knicks. It's like, what's the win of the year? Was it this one? Was it this one? Was it that one? I didn't think they could win this game against the Clippers or the Bucks or whoever, and every single time they answer the bell.
Yeah, listen, I mean, we've had some recently, too. We've had a couple losses where you're like, oof, really could have used that one. But I think, you know, last night was one of those opportunities to measure yourself up against one of the teams that you're going to have to beat to get where you want to go. And you saw some things that you really liked, right? Like, I mean, going through, now Bobby Portis went crazy. I mean, there was that one stretch that the whole game flip was Portis 3 in the 4th, cuts it to 6. Then he has one from the left side, was like halfway down, would have cut it to 3, doesn't go in. Hartenstein goes down, gets a good bounce, they make it 8. And then you had that, probably we've had so many of these plays, so I don't want to just limit it to one play. But Hartenstein with the steal, then dies on the floor, pokes it to Dante.
Great.
Like, that's just who this team is. But you saw some things, right? Like, how can we slow down Giannis? Well, OG did a pretty damn good job against Giannis, right? Like, so there are things that happen in that game. I mean, how is, against a team like that, they're struggling a little bit right now, but, you know, teams in general, they're gonna try to blitz Jalen, right? They're going to try to double Jalen. And what you've seen, especially over the last, I don't know how long, but it's almost like they're inviting that double team to him, and it's with Josh Hart or Dante DiVincenzo, and then he makes the play, and all of a sudden now it's Hart or Dante with the ball attacking 4-on-3. You know what I mean? Like, it's the decision-making, all the things. I can't say enough good things about Jalen Brunson. Like, you want to talk about the engine of a team? It's, I mean, 17 points in the first quarter. Hey, let's get off to a good start. Okay, Jalen goes for 17 in the first quarter. Thanks.
Yeah, no, he was, I mean, I agree with you. It's like, this, we talk about, and we always overrate the one that's the most recent or the one you're talking about, but in the history of New York sports, can you really think of a better free agent signing than Jalen Brunson?
Well, I think you're watching him right now with the Rangers also.
Panarin?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that.
I mean, Panarin's, he's awesome too.
Panarin is awesome too.
We just got to see him do it in the playoffs.
But here's the thing also, like, you knew. Like, with Panarin, you brought him in and you knew that you were getting that level of player. I don't think when you brought in Brunson, as excited as you were, that you knew you were getting this level of player. If you knew you were getting this level of player, I mean, I think Dallas would have made more efforts to keep him.
Well, of course, especially at the number he was looking for twice, and they said no. I mean, how many people said that the Knicks overpaid for Jalen Brunson when we signed him?
Almost all of them.
Right. And they all look ridiculous because he is everything and way more than you ever expected.
He's a star. We always say, well, who's going to be that superstar they bring in? Maybe who's going to be that additional superstar that they bring in? Because he's a superstar.
Well, look what he's doing with the guys he has, too. And give those guys credit, too, because they've stepped up. Josh Hart and what he's been able to do. Dante and what he's been able to do. I mean, it's going to take OG some time here to get his shot back, but defensively what he's done. Mitchell Robinson, I mean, when he's right, and it seems like he's kind of getting back to what we saw before he went down, Like, he's scary defensively.
He played really – I thought he had a couple of defensive moments last night. He had, like, the a couple of blocks down low, and he played well against Giannis when he was taking it to the basket. Like, you can see he's not there yet, but you're starting to see some glimpses of what made him such a special player defensively.
Yeah, and Bogdanović seems to be figuring it out, too, where he fits. I mean, he had 15 last night.
And it feels like there's going to be a spot in the rotation for him, yes.
Right, even Ducey and what Ducey's turned himself
into. I like him a lot.
But still, just like the names I'm giving you right now.
Yeah.
Like when you look around the NBA and you look at these teams that, I mean, right now we're sitting there, tied for the three seed?
Correct.
Right now? Look at the team. I mean, you got Giannis, who's recognized as one of the best players in basketball. Dame. Boston's got, KP, Tatum, Brown, Drew Holiday. Like, you look at all these teams and what they got, and then you say to yourself, well, what does Jalen Brunson really have around him? It's Jalen Brunson and some guys.
Yeah, well, with no Randall, it certainly is.
Well, they play hard. I mean, they all fit their role. They have a role that they fit really well, but it's not like, you don't have a lot of...
You're not littered with talent.
No.
You're not littered with talent, I think is kind of the statement. If you stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your day with a solid workout or just de-stress in the afternoon with some cardio. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We take a break, come back, get to your calls on the Knicks. We're going to cover everything today. We're going to go around the league. We've got stuff you missed at 9:15. So we have it all. It's going to be a positive show, too, because there was very little negative this weekend. It's DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, listen up, because I've read this, and I also own one of these, so it's important. Choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. One child dies every 5 days from choking, but let me tell you about LifeVac. It's a life-saving airway clearance device which has saved over 1,950 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. For a small investment, less than $75, you can be prepared to save a life. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ESPN to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
When you look at the cuddle married trash of great wins this season, this could be the cuddle of all of them, and you're nowhere to be found. I get it's a Monday. I get you're getting your special glasses ready for the eclipse later on today, but come on. Really? It's embarrassing.
You got one of the best players in basketball right now. Went for 40 again. Your team right now is, you're fourth just because you don't have the tiebreaker against Orlando, but you have the exact same record. And you're a game behind Milwaukee for the
two. That's right. That's right. Now, you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to put you in this position.
But don't ask me the question.
Do you know what the question is going to be?
Yep.
What? And I decided, as I thought of it, no, because they may not know that answer, and then I make everyone look foolish here. So I'm not going to ask it. But what do you think it was?
It had to be something about a tiebreaker, no?
Yeah, it was.
Well, it's head-to-head.
So first tiebreaker is head-to-head. That's why they don't have it against Orlando.
Right, and we don't have it against Milwaukee either.
Oh, so then you do have the answer.
Yeah, we're at 2-3 against Milwaukee.
Okay. And so they had to play Milwaukee that extra time because of what happened with that the in-season tournament, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, spice up the regular season, baby.
Yeah, they really
spiced it up.
They really spiced it up. So, no reason they don't go 3-1 at least. And that, I think, would put you no worse than the 4 seed, I'm guessing. But I think I saw Orlando plays Milwaukee twice more in the final couple of games.
Orlando does, yeah.
So... I don't know. Just win your games and hopefully good things will happen.
Yeah, Orlando's got Houston, Milwaukee at Milwaukee, at the Sixers, and then home versus Milwaukee to end it.
And the Sixers are playing well, even though Embiid didn't play last night. Maxi went for, 52?
Yeah, well, just knowing you have Joel back, and Maxi's a really good player, but, that thing kind of fell apart when he got hurt.
Yeah, well, understandably so.
But just the added life. Like, hey, is this guy coming back? He comes back now. Okay, now we have a legitimate chance. It energizes everybody.
So, There's a real chance. This is now, you're watching the final week of the season with the thought of this could move up to the two spot.
Yeah, two spot. I mean, like Milwaukee. I mean, that's when you look at the schedules. I mean, you look at what I just gave you for Orlando's schedule, and then you look at what Milwaukee has here to finish their season. I mean, Milwaukee's got Boston, Orlando, Oklahoma City, and Orlando.
Wait, hang on. Let me digest. Milwaukee has Boston.
They have Boston on Tuesday.
Which is not – where's that game?
That game's at home.
Okay.
They got Orlando at home on Wednesday, so back-to-back.
And either whoever wins that is – that's fine. And
then they're at Oklahoma City on Friday.
Which is a brutal game.
And then they're at Orlando on Sunday.
Which could be another very vital game.
All right, so they don't have
– and they're not playing well.
Right, so you look at the schedules. We have, I mean, of those three teams, we have the easier of the schedules, easiest of the schedules.
So,
in theory,
I mean, I'm sitting here thinking to myself. So, if the Knicks go 3-1, and Milwaukee goes 1-3, I pass them.
Yeah, because that gets you to 49 wins,
and they'd have 48.
Yep.
So you got to figure if the Knicks were to go 3-1, they should get no worse than the 3 seed.
You would think. Yeah, you would think.
Well, because Milwaukee plays Orlando twice.
Twice.
So right off the bat, there's a – let's just say they split.
Yeah.
Right? So now Orlando, if they lose one more game, the Knicks move ahead of them. If Milwaukee would have to go 1-3 in that scenario. So they'd have to lose to Oklahoma City in Oklahoma City, which you think they probably would.
Right, they have to go 2-2. I mean, even if they go 2-2 and you go 3-1, they still have the tie. They have the tiebreaker.
Exactly. So they have to go 1-3 to your 3-1. But if you go 3-1 and Cleveland go and Orlando goes 2-2, now you're up to the 3 spot.
Yeah, right. Or so, I mean, you beat Chicago twice. You beat the Nets, and then you know maybe Boston's just like, hey, we're 15 games up in the East anyway. Who cares?
Right. There's nothing to play for. Maybe they rest a guy or two.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. Let's go. You know what? This is a nice thing.
Oh, by the way, were you surprised that he called off the Dogs that early last night?
Who?
Doc. They're down 10. They hit 2 threes, and all of a sudden he's like, yep. Oh, just over a minute. Let's bring everyone off.
I think they knew. I mean, 10 points in a minute in the NBA is...
Well, I understand that, but still, you just made 2 threes. It's kind of an important game, and you're like, nah, all right.
Well, it's a vitally important game.
I mean, it's a minute and 10 left. I don't know.
I wasn't all that surprised.
Like, I mean, is that extra minute and 10 going to, like, really tax your guys where you can at least
I think when you know.
All right.
So, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's a great coach, and I think that's evidence is what's happened. So, but I wouldn't crush him for that.
No, and I'm not crushing. I'm just asking if you were surprised. Yeah, I was a little surprised.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't all that surprised. You know what I was surprised about? I'm keeping an eye on all the games yesterday. There's a lot going on. And then I look to see what's going on in this Cleveland and Clippers game, and I notice the Clippers are down by like 20-something points. I'm like, great, thanks a lot for your help. And then later on in the day, I look, and the Clippers came back and won the game.
Yeah, they came all the way back.
That was surprising. We laid down the gauntlet, and look what we got.
People want to be challenged by you. I think they like it.
All right. Well, the challenge was laid down, and the people have responded. Let's start out with... You know, I'm not going to start out here because it's going to cause strife between RJ and I, but look at line six. Line six, like I almost feel like RJ forgot a letter with the name.
Maybe that's his name. Try it. I think we start with that one. Try
you
it.
You want to start?
Listen, if it causes a little friction, that's
a little strife. All right, I'll battle this one. Ani in Paramus. Ani, is that correct?
Hey. It's Ami, A-M-I.
RJ, get on the
That's
line.
That's all right.
No, spell it for me again. It's Ami?
Ami.
Ami, A-M-I, yeah.
RJ.
Yeah, closer.
You said I forgot a letter.
Well, you've got a lot of letters.
It's close enough.
No, well, it's not, got, no.
You forgot
Is that
the
your
M.
name?
Well, you've got the M.
There's no way RJ can blame me. RJ, there's no way you can blame me for this.
No, but your approach is wrong. I was wrong because it's Ami, not Ani. You thought I forgot a letter like it was Lonnie.
Right, correct.
So I'm wrong, but your attack is wrong. If you're going to attack me, you need to re-aim your missiles.
Okay, but hold on. In defense
why would my missiles ever be aimed there?
Because they're aimed at the wall right now. They're just firing into nowhere.
No, but in defense of Dave, though, he said it feels like you forgot a letter. You did forget two letters.
That's not what he meant, though.
Well, he's more right than you are.
That's not what he
I
meant.
I felt like something was going to go south, and it did.
All right.
All right.
It's like you just challenged the play, though, and you challenged a spot, and the spot was correct, but the clock was wrong.
Whatever. I have in baseball, I saw this the other day.
You can challenge
like the five things on one play.
The whole play.
I challenged everything, and in retrospect, I'm right.
You were right.
All right. What do we say your name is, sir? Ami?
Ami.
Yeah. All right, Ami, go ahead.
Yep. So I was at Villanova when Jalen was there and won two national championships. And so anyone who saw him at Villanova, this is not surprising. He was destined for greatness when he was there. And then watching Dante and Hart like basically play like they did in college, it's no surprise that the Knicks are having success with Thibodeau, Hart, Dante, and then obviously Jalen. So long-time listener, first-time caller, really excited, but I just wanted to throw that into the mix.
Well, I hope the name screw-up from Marty didn't
didn't turn away. All right.
Yeah, sorry about that, Ami.
All right, great job, RJ. Great call.
Great job.
Great. You know what? It's like a first date, and you show up and you have like a big zit all over your face.
Yeah. You soiled yourself right at the dinner table.
Great job, RJ.
I don't think so.
You think he calls back? Well, you'll never hear from him again.
Listen, you know the rule. If I recite your name back to you two times and you don't correct me, unfortunately, that is now just your name.
There should have been a spelling.
His name is A-M-I. You spelt it O-N-N-I-E.
Well, here's the reason for that, though.
I mean, can we have a spell check?
That is phonetic for Dave if we're going to get in the weeds.
Oh.
Yeah.
You thought it was...
I spell names differently.
O-N-I?
I spell names differently on your screen sometimes. So that you will pronounce it correctly.
Which I respect.
Yeah. I knew it was not O-N-N-I. Oh, if it were M's, I would have used two M's right there. If I knew. I messed up.
Had you put O-M-M-I, I think I might have said O-M-E, though.
No. O-M-M-I-E? That's what I would have put.
That would have been O-M-E.
What is happening?
So we just took a call accidentally.
All right. And you know, that's probably my fault, too.
I blame you.
Yeah, of course you
Listen,
do.
Listen, nobody here at anything.
Maybe all the callers that I clamored for 15 minutes ago, hang up.
Ghost callers.
It's too much for us right now.
You are overwhelming the guys. You are overwhelming the guys. I got incorrect names. I got spellings that are all over the place.
I'm wrong, but your attack is wrong. If you're going to attack me, you need to re-aim your missiles.
No. I knew it. I knew something was wrong with that.
I think you're responding to a drop now. I think that was a drop you're responding to.
Oh.
That's right.
Well, I should break then. A towel off.
This is going well. We need a timeout.
I'm going to take a 20. I don't need
I want to challenge everything.
What was everything?
It was a baseball game.
Was it a Mets? It was either the Mets or the Yankees. And they're like, we don't believe the play at first he was safe, but we'll challenge a play at second and first and everything. I was like, I didn't know you could challenge everything.
Yeah, I think it was a double play. And
right.
They challenged. So the one, I think the play at second, whatever one was safe, one was out, but they got it right because the one was wrong.
Right. So if you get any piece correct, you keep your challenge.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Let's spend a little bit of time on some baseball, and then we're going to go around the league for the NFL. We are 2.5 weeks away from the NFL draft, which is just wild. But good baseball weekend for both the locals. Yankees lose on Friday, get shut out, and then bounce back on Saturday and Sunday with wins, and the Mets win Friday, lose Saturday, win Sunday, so both teams go 2 out of 3. Let's start with the Yankees. Very workmanlike. They look like a much better team than Toronto right now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, listen, I mean, Toronto, I mean, I think we all know how Yankees fans feel about Toronto.
Yeah, but Toronto's one of those teams that you're, I mean.
Right, but it's everyone feels like they're pretenders, right? Even like Vlad Guerrero doing the shish. Like, what do you mean shish? You're losing right now.
They were getting crushed.
Yeah, you're trying to shush the crowd. Stop it. Come on. But, I mean, it's a couple positive things. I mean, one of the biggest things was, I mean, Stanton finally coming around.
Big moment for him, yep.
Right. Has a big home run yesterday. What did he do on Saturday? I had it written down.
No.
Oh, 3-for-4. There it is. He was 3-for-4. Had a home run. Just barely gets out in right field in the first.
Oh, right.
Yeah, goes 3-for-4 in that game. I think the one, I guess, negative, if you want to nitpick at certain things, is just the lack of length you're getting from your starters.
Like that. Yeah, you attacks the bullpen, that's for sure.
Right. Like Clark Schmidt's got a 6-0 lead, and you would think, okay, 6-0 early lead, let's attack the strike zone, give us some length here. He only goes 4 1/3. So now you got to tax your bullpen in that game, and then
and
like it's
and Heal couldn't get out of the fifth yesterday again.
Right, he goes 4 1/3 also.
Right.
So I mean, at a certain point, and you lose Loaisiga, who's one of your best, high leverage guys. I mean, that's a huge loss. He's going to have surgery now, so he's gone for the season. And you have starters that just aren't giving you the kind of length that you need. That was the beauty of Gerrit Cole, right? Is that
you're going to get 6+ innings every time he takes the mound.
Right. Which every fifth day is nice. Give your bullpen a little bit of rest.
Right. You don't have that guy now.
No. So Stanton coming around is a big time thing because I think for a lot of people, the way he struggled, the way he was, you know, how bad he was last season and the start he got off to are like, oh, and we kept telling people, listen, they have options now, right? We'll get rid of him. Well, they're not going to eat that kind of money, but as far as like the need to play him every day, they don't have to play him every day. They have options now, right? I mean, you got Grisham, you can put him in center. You can DH Soto, you can DH Judge, like whatever there's different, you know, different ways now to approach this thing. You're not relying on, you know, if Aaron Judge is struggling, Stanton has to be that next guy because you got Juan Soto. And now with the emergence of, I mean, Anthony Volpe in year two, man.
No, he's a completely different player.
I mean, what a player. I mean,
different player.
Well, look at the eighth inning yesterday, man. I mean, so the biggest question about him last year was his defense, right? And he wins a gold glove. Average stunk, but still, you saw his power. You saw his ability to steal bases. Eighth inning yesterday, he makes an unbelievable defensive play, coming to the second base side. And then he follows that up in the bottom of the eighth where he steals second and then third. Like, that, the kid is, I mean,
he's
a special player.
He's young. He's athletic. He's talented. New York is not too big for him. Like, he has everything that you could possibly want.
Yeah, which I think is part of the reason why they felt so comfortable as he struggled last year keeping him up.
Letting him fight through it. I agree with that. Now, here and again, I'm not trying to be negative. I want to discuss this. Stanton, great weekend. Huge home run yesterday, good performance on Saturday, right? But do you think that the Yankees fan changes their view of him? Or they think, yeah, you know, this is the abnormal thing. Like, that's the norm from him is not very good. You're seeing the abnormal for a couple of days. Like, maybe I'm wrong. I don't think Yankee fans change their opinion on him right now.
No, I don't think so either. I think you just recognize what kind of player he is now. And then you take advantage of when he gets hot. Because you know inevitably he's going to get cold and he's going to look awful, right? He's going to swing at pitches that you can't believe he's swinging at. He's going to strike out a lot, and you're going to have to live with that because when he does get hot, he can do real damage.
He can do, and he does get into those streaks where he kind of just, you watch him, you're like, wow, this is what he used to be when he was 59 home runs and MVP of a league and like all that stuff. And then there's a lot of times where he's just not good. But when he's good, you got to ride the good.
Right. And I think the one, I mean, they're 8-2. So there's not, I mean, there really is not a lot of negative stuff to point to. But I think one of the other positives with the Stanton stuff is, I mean, the grand slam he hits yesterday is a fastball inside that he's able to pull.
They crushed that ball.
Which is something that he struggled with. He struggles with high velocity. So
I think this is going to be an issue that comes up down the road, so I'll throw it out to you. Because LeMahieu's apparently going to be back at some point. Can you just hand him his job back?
Wow. Hand him his job back?
I mean, Cabrera looks terrific. You're just going to, all right, it's yours, take it?
Well, I think they're giving him an opportunity to earn his job back.
Meaning when he's healthy, it's his to lose?
Well, he was going to be your starting third baseman and your leadoff hitter.
I get it.
Until he got hurt.
But things change, right?
Things do change. And it actually ended up being a blessing in disguise, the way that Cabrera, I mean, that first series against Houston, how good Cabrera was. But I'm sure, I mean, what you think and what I think is probably different than what Aaron Boone thinks and the amount of respect he has for DJ LeMahieu.
And I have tremendous respect for him, too. But, I mean, you have to start to have the conversation. Is Cabrera a better option for the Yankees at third base every day than DJ LeMahieu?
I think that's fair. I think that with his contract and the level of respect that the Yankees have for him, that they'll give him the opportunity to win his job back. Is how I would imagine this thing goes.
Well, like you mentioned with Stanton, the nice thing is you have options, right? And if LeMahieu goes out there and struggles for a while and scuffles, then you do have somebody that is playing at a very high level right now.
Correct. And then I think he also, I mean, as far as what the identity of this team is this season, with the way that they work at bats, LeMahieu fits right into that. It's just, I mean, you got a younger, more athletic Cabrera. And you have DJ, who I think a lot of people question, even when he comes back, what version, foot again, not having, it's tough to jump right into a season. And now he's dealing with an injury, coming back from an injury. He's an older player. I mean, how long does it take him to get going once he's back?
And you get the Marlins tonight, which is nice.
And we get the Braves. Great.
They're dreadful. But at least the Mets went 2-1 this weekend.
I could have went 3-0.
I probably should have gone 3-0.
A dreaded eighth inning.
Oh, my God. Why'd you leave him in to pitch a second inning for?
Yeah, because we had no bullpen.
I get it, but come on, man. You could see the finish line.
Bullpen was down 5 guys, he said.
You had him throw 50 pitches.
Well, okay. By the way, though, okay? I mean, the fact that we don't know when it's first and third, that we're not throwing down to second.
That was Little League Baseball.
Yeah, but
it was Little League Baseball.
Even his explanation afterwards. It's like, come on, man. Like, there's either, hey, we're not, like, eat it. We're not throwing it down. We're going to pump it, throw to third. We're going to have, someone cut across and we'll throw it, but it's not going all the way down to second base. It's not.
I'm not even exaggerating with you. I've watched so much youth baseball. It's first and third, send the guy, they won't throw it through, and if they do, the guy from third goes home. It's exactly what it was. And listen, Manaea pitched really well. So let's give Severino some love, too.
Yep.
He was really good on Saturday. Really, really good. I mean, the Mets starting pitching has been good. It's so funny. We sit here and we analyze, and this should happen, and that should happen. And we sat here and said, Mets offensively, oh, they're going to be good. Mets starting pitching, there's where the concern lies. And so far, and I know it's early, it's been the exact opposite.
Well, I think what we said, though, is if the Mets are going to have any chance to make it as a wild card, their offense is going to have to be really good. Because I don't know how long, I mean, as good as the pitching is now, I don't know how long it's going to last. I mean, because you're right. I mean, right now, their team ERA, they're fifth in baseball, which is really good. Starting pitcher's third in baseball, and their bullpen ERA is 11th.
Right. So they've gotten really good pitching, and the thing that's haunted them is offense. I mean, Lindor finally had a couple hits yesterday, but brutal.
You notice anything about those two hits?
Righty.
Yep.
Yep.
Righty. Yeah, he's 0-24 going into that game yesterday.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I shouldn't.
I'll tell me.
All right. Group text. It was the pickleball guys because we were talking about Lindor and lack of offense and how bad he's been. And I said, at some point you need your players, your star players to step up. So he hits a double.
he hits the home run. Pickleball chain. Well, how about Lindor? We talked about him so negatively. Now he comes out having a great day today. This is embarrassing for me. I said, yeah. Do you notice what side of the plate he did it from, guys? Righty. I kind of took it for my own. And they're like, I said, he's a much better hitter from the right side.
Like, you're right. Yeah.
They're like, Dave, you're good.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's fine. I facilitated your great comment. That's fine.
I don't know that it's fine.
No, it's fine. I'm telling you, it's fine.
I don't feel great about it.
Well, you should feel good about it because now you're the pickleball hero.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I didn't realize what a problem this eclipse was going to be today.
Why is that such a problem?
Well, we have baseball practice. I got some kids that aren't going to be able to show up on time because of the eclipse.
What do you mean they can't show up? What time is practice?
I don't know how it's going to affect the dismissal time because apparently, I guess the eclipse is going to happen just as the kids are being dismissed. I don't know.
You know, John Winthrop, our boss, told us last week that there's some schools on Long Island that are closed today because of the eclipse.
Which is because, what, they're afraid the kids in school will stare at the eclipse?
Well, at a minimum, why wouldn't you leave, like, an hour early?
Yeah, I think my kids actually have special glasses.
They give them the glasses? The
yeah. But they're all concerned now because it's like as they're getting let out of school, they're going to miss it. I was like, relax.
The sun will be up there. I would think that as you're getting let out of school, you can put your glasses on and look up, no?
Right. That's what we explained to them.
What time is practice tonight or this afternoon?
We got a 4 o'clock practice.
All right. So how does that affect anything?
I don't know. I didn't ask questions. I'm just letting you know that I didn't realize it was going to be such a problem.
So you got emails from parents saying like Stevie won't be at practice because he'll be focused on the eclipse.
I don't know if it's focused on the eclipse or some kind of the timing is going to be screwed up with the school and everything. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I know.
I'm confused by that. Are you going to be involved with the eclipse?
No.
Nothing?
No.
I mean, you're not going to see, you might never see another eclipse. Well, the next one's in like 40 years.
Wow, come on. Don't be morbid.
Well, no, I'm not being morbid. I mean, I hope you do. I hope that you and I are talking about it on the air. You have to be realistic. There's a chance that you don't see another eclipse.
I don't have the special sunglasses.
So you can't put on normal, they have to be a special sunglass?
Yeah, what are you, new here?
Well, I haven't been really studied up on the eclipse.
Yeah, you can go blind if you look at it with normal sunglasses.
Normal sunglasses.
Very bad.
Very bad.
Yeah.
So can I get a special sunglass at this point, or have I missed my window?
I think they've all been hawked up.
All of them?
You could check out like the StubHub of glasses and see what's available.
Can I go to my local optician and see if they have a pair of the special sunglasses?
Oh, probably going to jack the price up on you.
really, there's price gouging when it comes to the sunglass now?
Would that surprise you?
Nothing would surprise me.
This is a big deal right now.
So I can't even partake?
We're already talking about shrinkflation.
I can't partake in the eclipse.
You need the glasses.
Unless Sherry secretly got you glasses.
I don't think she did. RJ, I bet you RJ has the glasses. You do, don't you?
I do have some glasses.
Yeah, of course you do.
I do have some. I got a guy.
Does Ange have glasses?
We have two pairs, so yes, she does.
Of course. Of course you do.
I'll tell you what. Tell you what, though.
No, I don't want your glasses.
No.
You go to B&H and pick some up, it looks like.
You're going
to
be like, I'll give you a pair of glasses for $500. I don't want
them. I was not going to say that. Uh-huh. I was going to say I got two for
$800. I don't want you stinking glasses.
That's a nice deal.
I don't want any part of it.
I'll make you another deal.
All right.
You come by later today, we could share the glasses.
You know what? Big Mars, they sell the glasses at 7-Elevens near the registers.
You might want to check that out then.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, I don't know how much you trust those. You trust the 7-Eleven glasses?
$199.
Well, right. Well, why?
You feel good about staring into the eclipse with those things on?
Well, couldn't you... here's an awful thing, but legitimately true. Couldn't you say you have special eclipse glasses? They're useless. People buy them. They don't work. You can't be held accountable for that.
Well, I mean, if the sunglass company is saying these are the... You know, eclipse-proof glasses. I mean, they
right.
should work, shouldn't they?
Right, right. But I'm just saying, I sell Dave's glasses, guaranteed to avoid any bad radiation rays from the eclipse. They could just be regular glasses. You'd have no idea.
Yeah, until I'm blind, and now I have to go, and now I take the glasses that you sold me to...
But that's years down the line.
No, it's not years down the line.
If it's my business, that's years down the line. I'm not worried about that.
So you'd be willing to
no, I wouldn't be
ruin
willing
people's
to.
Eyesight?
No, I would not be willing to. I'm just saying, like, don't you think that there could be a company out there that would be willing to do that?
I don't know. I would say probably there's a chance that would happen, which is why I wouldn't buy the glasses that are just sitting at the register.
Mm-hmm. But you're not partaking at all.
Well, I don't have the glasses.
Can I glimpse up from my window in my home?
I don't think you can stare. Like, don't stare into it.
No, not stare. Think. Like, glimp. Like here. So, eclipse is happening. I'm at the window. I look up. 3, 2, 1. Look down. Can I do that?
I don't know. I mean, sure, you could Google it to find out. I mean, you've already, like, this. Like, you stare into it. You do something for too long, you go blind. You've already tried that with one thing. You're not
right.
blind yet. So, roll the dice.
Right. Vision is not what it used to be, though.
No, and you refuse to wear glasses.
No, I have my glasses. Can I use those glasses to look up at the eclipse?
No.
No.
That'll only make so you can see the eclipse better.
Right.
We want to protect your eyes.
If I want to read the eclipse, I would put on those glasses.
Right. Right. No, let's protect those things. Okay.
It's a big deal, though.
I need them for May 5th.
Like people are going nuts about this. And I guess Rochester is one of like the hot zones. Buffalo is one of the hot zones you can get to. Like, I guess this is, RJ, have you seen this? That like there are certain spots up in New York where if you go to, you can get a full, great view of the eclipse?
Yeah. Niagara Falls, Buffalo, Rochester. Right.
Syracuse was one of those places, but I guess they're going to have a lot of cloud cover, so they're not going to have the same view that they would have had otherwise.
Yeah, they're a healthy scratch. It turns out we thought they'd be in the lineup. They're out. But yeah.
You know that every single thing RJ
has a sports analogy? Yeah.
Is a sports
That's
analogy.
How my brain works.
This is why his father-in-law thinks he's the smartest sports guy in
That's
the world.
That's right.
Have you discussed that with him?
We discuss all kinds of things.
Have you discussed the fact that how much he hurt me in saying that RJ is the biggest sports guy going?
I don't think it bothers him.
But he knows?
I think he's aware.
RJ, when you and Andrew are about to like get things happening, do you use sports analogies then too?
I got sports analogies for everything. Yeah.
I got breaking news.
Oh boy.
Big breaking
news. Jazz hands.
Anita Paid.
Well, I mean, I would hope so.
Anita finally dug into her pockets and paid the entry for the pool.
It's a big day.
About time.
That's a big day.
So, Islanders are a playoff team. Rangers have a real chance at the President's Trophy. Yankees win a series. Mets win a series. Knicks win a huge one. And Anita paid for the pool.
And Sherry looks like she has a real chance to win this pool, too.
If Connecticut wins, she wins.
Oh, look at her.
Amazing. And the thing is, she showed us her picks, and we laughed at her. We're like, you have NC State to the Elite Eight to play Duke, and then you have Duke going to the Final Four. We're like, what are you doing?
She's like, this is what I like.
She knows what she likes.
She knows what she likes.
I'm sure the set, I'm sure when she was showing you off, people were laughing too. And she's like, you know what?
You
shut
think?
Your mouth.
See, here's the thing. I think you're wrong.
Well, Grandma Rothenberg was like, yeah, why would you marry this guy? He's broke.
Yes, but that wasn't a show-off kind of a thing.
So you think Nana Bubbles was like, oh, this is going to be great.
I think Nana Bubbles liked me, yes.
Yeah, but we're talking about a who's who list of people that were trying to pick up Sherry Rothenberg.
She didn't even she to this day, she won't even admit that George Clooney was doing everything in his power to try to take her on a date.
Right. I mean, we got the likes of Clooney, and she ends up with you.
Right.
So how dare you? No one should laugh at Sherry. She knows what she wants, and she's usually right.
Yeah, Clooney's sitting there. They're at Chelsea Piers, and she's getting ready to take the lacrosse field. And he goes, can you explain this lacrosse to me? I don't really understand it. He might as well have asked her out right on the spot.
Right. I mean, she starts showing him her stick work. It's night-night.
And I got to be honest with you, I wish she had gone on a date with him.
No.
How good would it be for me if I could say, yeah, my wife used to date George Clooney?
Yeah, but I
what
mean,
a win.
No, not a win because
oh, it's a tremendous win for me.
No, wouldn't a little piece of you think about like when like
no.
she's, like she closes her eyes and thinks, you
know, no.
I wish I was married to George Clooney.
No. In fact, I'll tell you this. If she went all the way with George Clooney, I would probably have a t-shirt made up of that.
Oh, God.
My wife once slept with George Clooney. That's a huge win for me.
Yeah, right. But she could. I mean, if she's with George Clooney, she's got Nespresso. She's got the Casamigos. I mean, it's so much you know, stuff happening.
Yeah, but I think
her.
Clooney has real commitment issues, so they probably wouldn't have ended in marriage. But then I would have that to use to my benefit.
Like Cuomo. Yeah, but I mean, there would have to be a little piece of you that thinks, like, is she thinking about George Clooney right now?
No.
Well, you really have.
I have zero concern about that.
It's unbelievable.
I really, in retrospect, I wish she had spent like one night of passion with Clooney.
RJ, please tell me you're on my side with this one.
He's only worried about what it does for his status.
That's it.
It's like a parlor trick.
You want to give us a sports analogy, RJ? It's like a punt on 3rd and 11.
I don't know. This is like nothing. This is like punting on third down. I don't even understand what you're running right now.
What do you mean? What I'm running? Do you know what it does for me if my wife has had relations with Clooney?
I have a feeling that you've thought about it.
I probably put not really, but in this moment I am. I mean, I probably put it on a resume. I probably lead every job interview. So why do you think you're capable of hosting Morning Drive? My wife slept with George Clooney.
But it's not like you were there.
Could you imagine if I was there?
Like what? Like just in the corner being a
like I would cheer on. Like, come on, George.
That's
really
worse.
Give it to her here.
Oh, my God.
Therapy can't help you.
Oh,
I don't think anyone can help you.
Oh, my God.
Ray in the back is the best.
Dave wearing his knockoff $1.99 solar eclipse glasses.
Yes. eating a sandwich.
George, let me get in there. George, let me get in here.
George, you got it.
Take a break. I loved you in Ocean's 11, George.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
See, you know what the great thing is? Of all the people that walk the earth, who's the one person see like, you know what? I'm on Team Dave right now.
John Winthrop.
Of course he is.
Of course. It's unbelievable, you two.
Yeah, of course.
You could sit in the corner, have a snack.
Palmetto sandwich.
Yeah, maybe I'm there with my glasses, palmetto sandwich, and just cheering on George.
George, I'm going to swing into the kitchen for some celery sticks and some applesauce. You interested?
No, you're busy? Okay, I'll catch you later.
How about you, Cher? You know what this is going to do for me? Take one for the team.
Well, not now.
Oh, obviously not now.
But back in the day, I think it would be terrific.
You're unbelievable.
I don't see why.
It's not terrific. Do you bring up that? Would that be something you brought up in conversation?
What do you mean?
Like, hey, guys, did you know?
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, it would be.
You don't get into like a poker match of trying to one up each other with the best hand of who your significant other has been with before you. I mean, maybe you do.
I never have. I never thought of it, but I would.
Who's your wife?
Because no one beats me there.
Greg from Allstate. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, no, because no one. It's like you know what? My wife once slept with Robert Downey Jr. Oh yeah. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, but
you know who I got here? I'll see you, Robert Downey Jr., and I'll raise you a George Clooney.
Yeah, but normal people wouldn't bring that up at dinner.
Well, I'm not normal.
If it was like you and another couple, and the guy was like, hey,
yeah, Debbie got a nice promotion. And you're like, oh, promotion, huh?
promotion. Yeah. Sherry slept with George Clooney.
You know what? You know
twice.
You know what this tells me? We joked about it before.
What?
Maybe you are one of the pineapple people.
Oh.
Maybe that's where this would come up.
Got to tell you, the evidence is piling up.
You heard when he said, can you imagine if I was there?
As a spectator.
Oh, no.
Not like you have like an unwrapped sandwich. You're in there. You're sitting there watching and you can partake in like a grilled chicken something and you watch.
So you don't.
There's an entire genre of that, David, in those folders you like to keep.
So let me get this straight. In this situation, you're not going to splurge. You're still going to keep the diet?
Well, obviously. Trying to better myself. By the way, I didn't tell you this. Guess how much weight I was down from last Sunday to this?
Full week?
Full week.
I'm going to say 4.7 pounds.
No, not that much. 3.2 pounds.
Well, I wasn't that far off.
A pound and a half.
Well, who knows? I mean, you're eating the snap peas and turkey roll-ups.
A leaf for dinner.
3.2 pounds. That's nice, though, right?
As he watches his wife with George Clooney.
Well, no, I wouldn't watch my wife with George Clooney. Now that would bother me. But back in the day, had I met her on our blind date, and one of the first things she told me is, you know what, I once had relations with George Clooney, I would be thrilled about that.
I have so many questions that I just don't feel like are appropriate to
ask. Is this like a 2 degrees of separation type of thing, or like?
No, he thinks it would be good for him.
I think it'd be great for me.
It's like, you know, when you lose, like if you lose in the semifinals, you're like, I hope the team we just lost.
Yes, exactly that.
That's what
there. RJ, I'm surprised you didn't go with that analogy.
Listen, if you don't like the sports analogies, I can ease up.
No. It's amazing that every single analogy you have is a sports analogy.
That's how my mind works.
RJ, with Ange, you're like, oh. Little RJ's at second. He's about to round second.
It's like the meatloaf song. That goes through RJ's head. And around 30 comes.
It looks like he's going to score.
Stop right there. All right, let's get to a call or two, and then we'll go around the league. Let's go to Joe in West Palm. Good morning, Joe. You're on 98.7.
Hey, morning, boys. Hope you had a good weekend.
Great weekend.
I just had a quick question. Now, if the Islanders did face the Rangers in the playoffs, what would the bet be? And I hope it's not just like, you know, free breakfasts, you know. I hope, you know, something really substantial, you know. And I'm not talking about billboard or anything, but what would the bet be? And I'll leave you on that. Thanks, guys.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be totally honest with you. We haven't even thought about it because we're not there.
No, I mean, we're focused. I'm focused on the
I mean, the Islanders have to get in.
Season games,
the right. And I think they will get in, but hardly like a bad stretch, and they're out.
Right. Listen, I'm focused on beating you in these next couple of regular season games. I mean, you guys are already set. It's just a question as to whether or not, I mean, you're going to win the President's Trophy and who you're playing.
So to win the division, Rangers are 5 points up on Carolina with 4 games to play, and they have the tiebreaker. They're going to win the division, right?
Yes.
And then 3 points up on Boston.
The question is, I mean, are you going to win the President's Trophy, which it feels like you got a pretty good chance to.
A really good chance. I wonder how – I don't think they'll mail it in, but I wonder how desperately they want to beat the Islanders in these games. Like, do you think it matters to these players to keep the Islanders from the playoffs?
I mean, it would be some, you know, a nice little added bonus to finish up your season. I don't think it's going to be – I mean, it's you're not going to – I would be hard-pressed to think that that's going to get you to – you know, the level of a team that's, you know, scratching and clawing just to make the playoffs. But, yeah, I mean, if you beating the Islanders means they don't make the playoffs, that'd be a little nice little way to finish your season.
You got to figure these games mean more for the Islanders than the Rangers,
of
right?
Of course.
Obviously.
Of course they do.
Yeah. Let's go to Noah and Bergen. Hi, Noah. You're on 98.7.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
I called because I'm driving up to see the Eclipse today, and I also wanted to make a Mets point.
Where are you driving to?
So, like you guys were talking about before, the clouds are not behaving themselves, and so I was going to drive up towards, like, the Finger Lakes area, but that's looking less and less promising, so now I'm thinking I'm going to head towards, like, Burlington, Vermont.
So you're going to drive to Burlington, Vermont to take in the eclipse?
That is what I'm planning to do, yes.
Wow.
So yeah. Noah, you must know then. You got like the special glasses and everything else then, right?
I was going to say about the glasses. So I do have the $1.99 7-Eleven glasses. Oh. and I went to test them out yesterday. So I put them on, and I couldn't see a thing. I'm like, this is an RJ style scam, and I'm gonna see nothing. But then I went outside and looked directly at the sun, and it was amazing. It was like completely black except this like smoky circle of sunlight, and I was like, oh, now I get it.
If did, the you moon get the, is partially did you get them from 7-Eleven?
No, actually, you know, I was really angry. I ordered them from B&H on Thursday, guaranteed one day delivery, and they're like, oh, arriving on Monday. I'm like, that's not helpful at all. So I had a friend give me one of their extras.
Oh, no.
So you're, yeah, but it's okay.
Burlington, Vermont. So, I mean, you're really into this, huh? You're talking about spending like a full day of your life ensconced in the eclipse.
Well, it was my wife's birthday present to me, giving me the day off. So that's what I'm going to do. And I've got plenty of your show to listen to. I still have to catch up from Friday and obviously from today. So you guys will keep me company on the way up there.
Great. Well, have a safe trip and check in tomorrow. We'd love to hear what you have to say about the eclipse.
Absolutely. I did have a Mets point if you guys have a second.
We'd love it.
I wanted to roast you guys a little bit. Do you remember Fran from Massapequa's call during the roast on Friday?
Refresh me.
It was a terrible call. It was about complaining about Steve Cohen and Francisco Lindor. And you guys were like, yeah, Francisco Lindor really hasn't been great. And I know you guys aren't really into the new agey statistics. You're more old school. But Francisco Lindor in the National League last year was sixth in WAR in wins above replacement.
Yeah, right. We're not and in we're 2022, talking about right.
But yeah, no,
we're talking about no. We're talking about the start of the season. Right. The start of the season is.
I hear you.
Is imperative because they can't afford to dig themselves such a deep hole that they're not good enough,
and they need him to produce.
You're absolutely right, and it doesn't feel like he's doing that. Even though he's putting up these pretty good WAR numbers, it doesn't feel like he's producing the way he should. But I don't want to make it seem like he's like a total dud and it was a terrible deal because he's really he's overall playing very well.
No, he's not a total dud. Is he worth $341 million?
No.
He's not. And what we're talking about specifically is his start to this season.
I don't think he's a dud at all. I think that I look at him as someone who should be, if not the best, the second best player on the team. And he's not playing like that, and you're on the verge of losing your entire season the first week of it.
Right. Well, he's being paid to be the best player on the team. And if you look at his numbers by the end of last season, they were really good.
They were. But I don't want to be 12-27 and then get to August and have him go on a streak where you're like, wow, awesome. I would prefer it now. Give me something that gives you hope moving towards the midway point of the season.
Yeah, I think it's just recognizing that this team is not good enough to start a season as poorly as they were starting it, and something needed to change.
And were they 3-6 now?
Yeah, and he would have to be a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, the double in the home run get him going.
All right, you ready to go around the league?
I am.
All right, Raymond, fire it up.
It's time to go around the league.
All right, well, we start out with this little ditty. You remember Bill Barnwell, right? You know him.
Oh, yeah.
Remember his take on the Jets going into this past season?
My arch nemesis, yep.
You know what he said? They'd be bad, everyone would get hurt. Well, he was right about that. Well, this season,
no,
Bill Barnwell.
Timeout.
What?
He did not say, he said defense. He specifically points to the defense. That they had stayed healthy the previous season and that they would be hurt last season, which didn't happen. It was the offense. It was Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Well, you're nitpicking. Can I continue along with the story?
Yeah.
He's on the opposite side of things right now.
I believe they are a team that is right now the best team in the AFC East because of what has happened to the Dolphins, where teams spent more money on Dolphins players than any other team in football this free agency, in terms of the Bills having to make significant cutbacks because of their cap situation, and because the Jets have been able to add pieces to their roster. This is not the Aaron Rodgers best friends all-star roster that we saw last year. They're a much better roster on paper.
How about that?
Now, what does that do for me?
Well, you know what? You were so angry last year, and it turns out he was right. Maybe he's
a man.
No,
he wasn't right.
He was right.
Right.
He said the Jets would be brutal, and the Jets were brutal.
He had them finishing last.
All right. Well, but he was right. They were a bad football team.
Well, that's because they had no quarterback. They didn't.
Right, well, whatever. But not only did they're going to be. They look like the best team in the division right now.
No. Not only did he say they were going to finish last, he said they were going to finish last, and Aaron Rodgers would play. They didn't finish last, and Aaron Rodgers didn't play, and they had the worst quarterback situation in the whole NFL, and still didn't finish last. His take last year stunk. I'm not letting him up off the mat after a bad take.
You're missing the point. The point is, this year, this genius of a man thinks that this team is maybe the best team in the division.
I don't care what he thinks. How about that?
I don't need Bill Barnwell it's uncomfortable
to tell me how to feel. I don't care what Bill Barnwell thinks.
RJ?
Yes, Dave.
Where do I go from here?
I think there's one of two ways we could go.
Yeah.
One, we just move on to the next story.
No. We spent all week last week talking about how you shouldn't get away with hitting poo-poo takes. His take last year stunk. Well, and the reason why he did it was so people would talk about it. I'm not letting him up from that.
I don't care what
his Jets take is this year.
He said last year the Jets were going to stink, and the Jets stunk.
No, he said the Jets would finish last in their division.
Okay, well, he was wrong about that.
On purpose, he said that.
What do you mean on purpose?
He said they would finish last on purpose.
But his main point of emphasis with the Jets was that they weren't going to be so lucky with the injuries.
And on defense, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so it wasn't defense.
I don't think he was all that far off.
No. Well, option two is we follow up on what we did last year. At some point, we get him on and we yell at him again.
Why would we yell at him again?
Well, because Rick's unhappy with him.
So we're going to rehash his take from last year, which happened to be right?
Well, I think Rick disagrees that it was right.
It was not right. It was not
he
a
said
right
they're going
to
be bad. They were bad.
No, he said they would finish last for a reason.
Okay, so
people would talk about it. Because when everyone was picking look what the Jets did. They're going to win a Super Bowl. No, they're not going to win a Super Bowl. They finished last in the AFC East. They didn't finish last. The Patriots did, and we had no quarterback.
Okay, who was closer to being right?
Were they closer last or first?
Yeah, the people who picked them to go to the Super Bowl,
Now you guys are going to defend Bill Barnwell, who did it so people would talk about his stupid list.
I'm not defending. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
It's a great American. I don't understand why you're going to come after Bill Barnwell.
Because I don't like his opinion.
I don't like what you're doing right now.
That much is clear.
Can we all get along with this? It's 8 o'clock.
It depends on what you say next.
It's 8 o'clock, and I have something to say. You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM. Where? Where?
New York.
How's that? You like that?
It's better.
Put you in a little better mood?
Yeah, I just don't. You're protecting Bill Barnwell for a take that he made strictly for people to talk about.
All right, I got more news for you. Malik Nabers was a guest on CBS Sports, was asked about the possibility of going to the Giants at number 6 overall, despite many questions at quarterback.
That's a decision that, is going to have to be placed, when I hear my name called, especially since I don't know where I'm going. So going to New York, it wouldn't be a bad, bad idea. Quarterback situation, I know, they're going to figure it out, especially, if they got a caliber receiver coming like me. They're going to want to give me the ball, so I'm sure they're going to want to have a quarterback that can do that.
So firstly, he has got a lot of confidence in himself, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, most athletes do. Depends on whether they want to tell you about it or not.
I was reading something over the weekend. I hope you saw it.
Red flags?
Yeah, there's some red flags with this guy.
Yeah, some off-the-field stuff.
Are the Giants planting stories again?
I don't know. I don't know that Giants would need to plant stories, though, if they want to take Malik Nabers.
I think it depends on. I mean, there are a lot of people that think Malik Nabers is. They have him ranked higher than Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right. I think you could argue they didn't need to plant stories about Kayvon Thibodeau, but here we are.
We haven't checked in in a few weeks with you, Dave.
Yeah, I'm Dave.
What do you? We established that last week. We had some issues. Do you actually want them to do as of this moment?
A quarterback.
Still.
Oh yes.
But Dave, I love you, and you call often, and you're a good caller.
Tom.
But
it's not Dave. It's Tom.
That's what I meant. Yeah. I'm Dave.
That's right. So my follow up would be, who is your quarterback? If you're not going to get Caleb Williams or realistically, who do you want?
Drake May.
Okay.
May 1, McCarthy 2.
I saw another report this weekend that said that exact same thing.
That what?
That if it goes Caleb 1, Jaden Daniels 2, then that's when the Giants would try to
swoop up and take Drake May 3?
Convince the Patriots to make the move.
Speaking of the Giants and Isaiah Simmons agreed to a one-year deal to bring him back. Played in 17 games last year. Starting 4, had 46 tackles, a sack and an interception return for a touchdown. I like him. He's not a huge difference maker, but he's athletic, and you can kind of use him in a lot of different schemes. I like that he returns to the
right.
Giants.
I do, too. He was good for you guys last year.
Yeah. He's not a great player, but he's a nice piece, and he's certainly athletic.
He's not what everyone expected him to be when he was drafted.
No. No, he was a top 10 pick in the draft.
Yeah, they talked about, the level of the versatility he would have on defense.
He's not that guy. The Panthers and defensive tackle Derrick Brown agree on a 4-year, $96 million extension, which includes $63 million completely guaranteed. The $24 million per year average is the fourth highest in the entire National Football League for a defensive tackle. And worth it. He's one of the few good players on the Carolina team.
Yeah, I think people are recognizing, too, that you have someone on the inside that can put that amount of pressure on the quarterback. It's harder to help on the inside than it is on the outside.
Yeah, and it feels like that's kind of a new age thing, right, where the interior defensive linemen get more love.
Right. Well, I mean, you're also talking about when you're scheming up to try to defend the outside pass rush, there's things you can do, right? You can help with a running back. You can help with the tight end. It's tough to help on the inside if you get someone that's really good in that spot.
Safety Kyle Duggar and the Patriots agree on a 4-year, $58 million deal. That can be worth up to $66 million and includes $32 million guaranteed.
Nice little deal. Their defense was still good. They lost two of the best defensive players.
Very, very good. It was offensively. They were so bad last year offensively.
Yeah, well, their quarterback situation was a mess. They didn't have a ton of. I still don't. Did you hear Robert Kraft the other day?
What did he say?
He was on RJ. What was the podcast he was on with Devontae Adams?
I actually didn't see this.
He was on a podcast with Devontae Adams, and Devontae Adams mentioned how much he learned from Jacoby Myers. Is it Jacoby Myers, wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And Kraft goes, yeah, we should never got rid of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He admitted the faux pas there, huh?
Yeah.
It looks like this was the shop.
It was the shop, yeah. Should have never got rid of him.
What's the shop?
That's LeBron's.
Yeah, that's
it's LeBron's podcast?
Oh, Michael Rubin was on this. Wonder if they asked him about his...
About the jerseys?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Those jerseys
that?
Are a disgrace.
Oh, they're an atrocity.
No, they're great for everyone.
They're getting worse,
what are you talking about?
Like, by the day, they're getting worse.
I mean, the letters in the back, it's awful.
And if you're a sweaty NHL, guy, forget it.
NHL must be so excited.
They're pumped. Just what you want.
And this is kind of breaking news. John Calipari is headed to Arkansas. And you say, why are you doing this around the league? Guess who played a big part in him winding up there?
Shocking.
Got to be Raymond's owner, doesn't it?
Yeah. Jerry Jones, you say, explain. Arkansas is his alma mater. Jerry's status as a big-time booster seemingly played a big role in getting Calipari the job.
So Jerry threw the money around.
That's what he likes to do. Jones. Jones hasn't spent a lot of money on the free agents for the Cowboys, but is spending money for Arkansas, the new head coach.
We've got to pay the fiddler for having those rosters. We get to suck on that all week.
Did he say we have to pay the kibbler?
Fiddler. Oh. I think he said.
We've got to pay the fiddler for having those rosters.
I think he says fiddler.
I thought he said the kibbler.
I think, much like you accused Rick of doing, he screwed up a turn of phrase. I think the phrase is pay the piper, and he said the fiddler.
Well,
we've got to pay the fiddler for having those rosters.
I think he says piddler.
I hear fiddler.
I think kibbler.
That's a P.
I hear fiddler.
How do you hear three different things?
We've got to pay the fiddler for having those rosters.
That's an F.
I think it's a kiddler.
I don't think RJ.
I despise Jerry as much as anyone, and I'm not going
to
cover for him.
Me despising him. I think he's saying the kiddler.
He's saying fiddler.
Let me hear it again.
We've got to pay the fiddler for having those rosters.
I hear fiddler.
He's definitely saying
you
fiddler.
You guys both hear fiddler, huh?
I don't.
Doesn't sound like an F at the beginning of that.
No.
We've got to pay the fiddler for having those rosters.
That is not an F.
It's definitely not kibbler.
No, it's not kibbler.
It's not kibbler or
fiddler. I think
piddler.
What I've established is it's idler. I don't know what the first letter is, but it is IDDLER. But
we've got to pay the fiddler for having those rosters.
How are you not hearing an F there?
It's the kidler.
I definitely don't think it's the kiddler. I'm stuck.
You have to pay the kiddler
or a P. I think it's fiddler or piddler.
We've got to pay the fiddler for having those
rosters.
We're
spending too much time on this.
All right, and that's it. That's around the league. That was nice.
I swear it's piddler, is what he said. I'm standing by it.
I heard Kidler. John Winthrop, our boss, said he heard Fiddler.
Wow. It's like that. What was the thing where, like, what color dress do you see?
That's right.
I'm hearing a P there.
I always saw the gold.
I don't even remember what color
I saw. It was gold or blue.
I think I might have saw the blue.
Of course you did, because I saw the gold. You had to one up me, huh?
No, I don't think it's one up. That's just what you see.
I don't think so either.
You just heard Kidler. I heard Piddler, and everyone else heard Fiddler.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.